This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Congress has just a couple of weeks to figure out what to do about the Highway Trust Fund, the device through which a good chunk of the infrastructure in this country is paid for. Let's us take the broadest definition here, all right? Airports, mass transit, highways and byways, infrastructure, basically the way we get around. And the fact of the matter is that we're stuck. The average American commuter, just as a point of interest, wastes 38 hours sitting in traffic every year. You add it all up, that is 5.5 billion hours of lost productivity in total. A fact not lost on Rosabeth Moss Cantor from the Harvard Business School. She writes about this and much else in her latest book. It's called Move, Putting America's Infrastructure Back in the Lead. Thanks for being here.
I'm delighted.
I find it deliciously ironic that you set out to write a book on leadership and you got, in your words, detoured into infrastructure, which is interesting because really there's been not a whole lot of leadership on infrastructure.
Exactly. And that's what I ended up concluding, right, that I was writing a book about leadership after all. I just sort of tripped over the topic, like we all trip on potholes and we are stuck in traffic and delayed at airports. And I began to feel that this was a really important priority that affects all of us. But there's just no sense of urgency to do anything about it.
Well, let me quote you back to yourself then, and we'll riff on that for a little while. You say the U.S. has coasted on past successes, failed to fully confront mounting problems, lacked sufficient vision about future opportunities, and in Congress held essential funding hostage to partisan battles over taxes. So now that we know what the problem is, what are we supposed to do about it?
Yeah, that's a big indictment, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we are stuck in history. That is, we justified all the other big expenditures, from the Transcontinental Railroad to the interstate highways to the space race. It was all justified on defense grounds. Now it has to be justified on economic opportunity grounds. We want the middle class back. Invest in infrastructure. I think if we can rally the public and rally leaders, state and local, who do press on Washington to say this is a critical national priority for our future. This is the only way to grow the economy. State and local get it. Mayors and governors get it. And we need their voices.
Well, explain that a little bit, because clearly at the federal level, not substantively much is happening on infrastructure. State and local, though, you do write in this book, they are doing something about it.
Yeah, federal, it's so partisan, it's hard to get anything to happen. But mayors, for example, are very pragmatic. They have to run their city, and it's all about operations and transportation. Governors often have a vision about what will build their economy. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick had three cornerstones: jobs, education, and infrastructure.
Infrastructure is just so not sexy, though, just as a word.
I think it's not sexy, too. But my publisher said I have to have it in the subtitle because it's the money word. They said because it's now on everybody's mind. I thought when I started talking about the fact that I was writing this book that I would say infrastructure and people would go to sleep. Instead, they want to tell me their story. Huh. I can't even get a word in edgewise because they want to talk about their traffic jam, their late flight, their pothole. People are ready to hear about this and I think hopefully to support doing something about it.
What does the day of reckoning look like? Because in, I don't know, 30 years, there are going to be 400 million people in this country.
And we'd better get them off the roads. They can't all be on the streets in their cars at the same time. So already, think about all the new business models that are in place. Car sharing services, ride sharing services. We will be able to move around so much faster because of technology, but we do have to have cars and trucks get off the roads and make room for bicycles, pedestrians, people who want to ride the rail. We need that kind of vision because you're right, that's an awful lot of people, and we are not all going to work remotely from home, as desirable as that sounds to us in the East during snowstorms. We are not.
The book by Rosabeth Moss Cantor is called Move. Professor Cantor, thanks very much for your time.
I enjoyed it.